Hi everyone, my name is Alex and I want to talk to you about a recent road trip I took. Normally, when I get some time off, my friends and I head straight for the coast for a relaxing beach holiday. However, this particular journey was actually part of a university project I was working on for my geography degree. We decided to drive through the American Southwest, a region famous for its extreme and sudden topographical shifts.
Our journey began early in the morning. We left the city and soon found ourselves winding our way through a landscape dominated by bleak grey mountains. It was a rather gloomy start to the trip, especially with the heavy clouds overhead, but it set the scene perfectly for the dramatic changes that were about to happen.
In terms of transport, my dad had suggested we take the train so we could just sit back and relax, but we really wanted the freedom to stop whenever we like, so we ended up renting a camper van for the week. It wasn't the fastest vehicle on the road, but it gave us a fantastic vantage point from the large windows.
As we drove further south, the environment began to shift. I had been told to look out for changes in the types of trees, but actually, the first clear indication of a transition was the soil colour. It went from a dull brown to a much richer, warmer tone, long before the larger rock structures changed.
Then it happened almost instantly. We came around a sharp bend and the bleak scenery vanished. In its place, stretching out as far as the eye could see, was a stunning expanse of red rock. The shift was so dramatic and unexpected that my friend actually hit the brakes in surprise. It was like driving onto another planet.
I had done some reading beforehand, so I knew a bit about the geology. While some people mistakenly believe the colour is due to copper deposits in the area, the striking shades are actually caused by iron oxide. It's essentially rust, but on a massive, beautiful scale across the landscape.
We spent hours just looking out the car window. At one point, the road ran right along the edge of a vast canyon. We had expected to see a deep valley with a river running through it, but this was completely dry and incredibly steep. The sheer scale of it was breathtaking.
Of course, I was also keeping an eye out for local wildlife. I had my binoculars ready, hoping to spot some eagles circling above the cliffs. Unfortunately, none appeared, but we were lucky enough to see a small herd of wild horses running across the dusty plains in the distance. That was a truly magical moment.
By the time the sun started to set, the colours of the landscape deepened into rich purples and blazing oranges. We had initially booked a room in a cheap hotel near the highway, but the scenery was so beautiful that we cancelled it and found a desert campsite instead. Sleeping out under the stars, surrounded by those ancient formations, was an incredible experience.
If any of you are planning a similar road trip, you obviously need a lot of practical gear, like water and suitable clothing. But above all else, make sure you pack a good camera. You can try to describe the visual impact of that shifting landscape to people back home, but it's something they really need to see for themselves.